Easter.
Christ has risen. He has risen indeed. Yeah. So I recollect my memories when I was old, like when I was a young, like child, like 10 years or 12 years, and the Easter Sunday. In a year, we used to get a new pair of clothes only on three occasions. One is on Christmas, and is on New Year, and the third occasion is the Easter. So always we used to eagerly wait for the Easter. And also not only that, in the Easter, I used to like the Easter service because usually they used to conduct the worship service in the church, but Easter Sunday morning service, that used to be early morning in the 5 o'clock, used to conduct outside the church. It's like a nice place where trees would be there, and you can hear the birds, sweet noise, sounds and all those things, and you can hear the word of God and quiet singing. So usually I always remember all those memories back home. For today's meditation, let's turn our Bibles to Luke's Gospel, 24th chapter. In the morning, as Uncle was leading, he was reminding us how he asked one question: are you sad? You had a miserable Friday or Saturday? And many of us told no, but Uncle has asked, reminded us how disciples would have been felt at that time. So they had a miserable Friday and Saturday. So how Lord leads, like, and he sings the spirits of his saints and his children to minister unto our hearts. And and nowadays Lord is speaking to all of us through Bible studies and worship and final messages. And I hope wherever you are listening, like Word of God through internet or reading some books, I hope in my life I can say that He is impressing one thing: the importance of Word of God in our lives. I hope that you are also having that impression that Lord is bringing that importance in our lives, that we have to give more importance to the Word of God. Nowadays, if you see in the world around or in the Christian circles, we have a lot of word, but it's not the whole counsel of God. So we have the bits and pieces, and there comes the ignorance, and there we sometimes end up having unbelief. So let's turn to our Bibles to